This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, News 13, ABC Action News, Masa Saidi had interviewed me yesterday because in Las Vegas there's a case of a gentleman who doctors are suspecting came down with Guillain-Barré syndrome after getting the flu shot. Now, this is something that is very, very rare, and we don't see it very often. In fact, we probably see it maybe one every million cases. But it's obviously bringing a lot of concern, and so I wanted to talk about it. So, this happened in Las Vegas. Monique Morgan says her husband Shane got the flu shot on November 2nd. She said 36 hours afterwards, he developed flu-like symptoms. More than a week later, on November 14th, her husband had asked for help. He's like, I can't feel my legs. I need them to take me to the emergency room. So Shane has been now hospitalized for 6 days, and a medical professional thinks that it might be, right, that it could be they're ruling out Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, according to the CDC, Guillain-Barré, this is a very, very rare disorder. This happens, it maybe happens about 3,000 to 6,000 times a year in people, but not necessarily due to a flu shot. To a flu shot, the numbers are about maybe 1 to 2 per million. So Guillain-Barré is where you end up having an inflammatory reaction, a autoimmune disorder, where your antibody response decides to, rather than do what it's supposed to, fight your nerves. And studies have found that you have more of a chance of getting Guillain-Barré from the actual flu than from the flu shot. So I'm concerned that people look at the story and go, oh, I need to skip the flu shot because I don't want to get Guillain-Barré. And I'm like, but you have a higher chance of getting Guillain-Barré from the actual flu than the flu shot. So, you know, this is something that obviously is concerning a lot of people. And again, we don't have confirmation on what is going on with Shane. And again, our hearts and prayers are with he and his family at this time. It's frightening, you know, to think that, you know, here you are, you're going in to get a flu shot and then you get sick days later. However, if Guillain-Barré is a rare disorder where your own immune system starts to, you know, fight your nerve cells, causing muscle weakness, paralysis, according to the CDC, and we think that a trigger is you getting sick, like diarrhea or a respiratory illness, or even a bacteria, Campylobacter jejuni, may put you at risk for that. The difficult time we have in medicine is telling you with 100% certainty where you got it from. So here's Shane in the hospital almost 2 weeks later from the flu shot. Do we know 100% it was from the flu shot? He could have gotten sick, and that's what put him into GBS. We don't know. We do know, because back in the 70s, that GBS, or Guillain-Barré syndrome, could be a side effect to a vaccination. We do know that. But we can't say for sure it's a side effect to this year's flu shot. And, of course, people are concerned, okay, well, why isn't there a recall? Why? Well, no. If somebody gets Guillain-Barré, that's like their body's rogue response to something. It's not because something in the flu shot was injected into them, and that could be then a problem to anybody getting that shot from that vial or lot number of that shot. So it's basically, just like, you know, we were talking about with this polio illness with these kids. You know, there's these kids that are being exposed to something. We're not entirely sure what it is. We think it's an enterovirus. And sporadically, some of them are becoming paralyzed. And the question is, well then, okay, why isn't the brothers and sisters also coming down with this? Or what about people in their class? Because it's the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong immune system. So it's a very individual case when a kid gets this polio-like illness. Now, trust me, if there's a virus that has a higher potential to cause that, yes, we're going to want to come up with a vaccine and we're going to want to prevent against that. But what we're thinking now, which is going on with this acute poliomyelitis, these acute flaccid myelitis, polio-like illness, is somebody's unlucky and that's why they get it. Same thing with Guillain-Barré. If you get Guillain-Barré, it's not because of the shot, it's because you were unlucky. And then the question arises, would you have been unlucky the next time you got sick? Or do you have that potential and it was just the flu shot? If you would have avoided the flu shot, would you have never gotten Guillain-Barré? Now, most people do resolve with Guillain-Barré. However, some don't. Some may have long-lasting paralysis, some may die. Because if you lose nerve function of your lungs, then you have trouble breathing. They say GBS is more common among older adults. People older than 50 seem to be at greatest risk, but I've seen, you know, younger people get it too. And so Guillain-Barré we will see sporadically due to vaccines, but we see it a lot more due to people getting sick. So the CDC estimates 3,000 to 6,000 people develop it every year. 80 to 160 cases of GBS each week, regardless of vaccination. So you have a higher chance of getting it because of you getting sick, whether it's from this Campylobacter or whether it's from a virus, versus you getting it from a flu shot. So how do you know? What would your symptoms be? Well, you start feeling sick. You start feeling weak. You're having trouble breathing. You have got to go to the hospital so we can institute therapy right away. And when can the symptoms come? You know, some people say, well, you know what? I got my flu shot last week, so I'm good. Yeah, you're probably good. You're probably good. However, Guillain-Barré could technically kick in 42 days after. But again, it wouldn't so much, it's not, I look at it as, it's not so much that it happens because of the shot, is if you got sick. And so your immune system got primed, and then it decides to go rogue. So it's a very, very rare complication. Again, our hearts and prayers are with you know, Shane, and we hope he recovers. And I would like to know what is going on once that is confirmed. But we don't want you scared. Flu shots save lives. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel that's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember a couple days ago, there was an issue of possible racism. And Chipotle was in the news. Chipotle seems to always be in the news, whether it's because of a food issue or a, you know, I don't know, outbreak or exposure to something. And I personally like Chipotle food. I love the idea of fresh food. But they seem to always be in the news. And a couple days ago, they were in the news because apparently there was a group of young African-American men in a video. And they posted a video of them being refused service, being told that they never have money. And when we're looking at this video, the manager appears to look like she knows them, and they're giggling, and, you know, no, you never have money. And so we're kind of under the impression that she knows who they are. And then it starts to turn, you know, it's pretty serious where, you know, why can't we get food? Why can't you serve us? And then the men appear to be ignored, and the manager just keeps going about her business. And then the men see a white customer that walks over to the drink station and asking if he was able to get served without paying first. And so, unfortunately, Chipotle gets caught, you know, within another big PR issue and ends up firing the manager. Well, apparently, people looked up one of the or the Twitter account of the gentleman Musad Ali and found that he has admitted on his Twitter that, you know, he kind of dines and dashes. And so the manager then appears to maybe not have deserved being fired. So the company now says it has rehired the manager based on additional information that has come to light. And according to Chipotle's chief communications officer, Lori Shallow, we have spent the last few days reviewing the evidence available to us regarding the incident at St. Paul, Minnesota. Based on our review, we have offered our manager her job back. While our normal protocol has not followed serving these customers, we publicly apologize to our manager for being put in this position. We will work to continue to ensure that we support a restful workplace, a respectful workplace for our employees and our customers alike. Our policy is to treat our customers and employees fairly and with respect at all times and under any circumstances. She writes, we will work with all our restaurant teams to ensure they are prepared to handle situations of this kind and know they have our full support. We are committed to doing the right thing and acting in a manner consistent with a thoughtful, fact-driven approach. So, basically, Musad Ali, the man who posted the video, had tweeted multiple times about dining and dashing at Chipotle and other restaurants, including Applebee's. So in one of his screenshot tweets, dine and dash is forever interesting. He describes a plan to go to Applebee's and tip the server 20 cents. Another tweet says, not a dine and dash, we're just borrowing the food for a couple hours, that's all. He tweeted, I man, I think Chipotle catching up to us, we should change locations. Now, Ali has not responded for a request for comment, but a Chipotle representative told the Pioneer Press that the company was aware of the tweets when it decided to fire the manager and that its latest statement was not based on them. So, this is why I harp on this kind of stuff. We as a society are really behind the times. We are really in the caveman days of how to approach racism or alleged racism. We keep screwing up over and over and over again. And you would think with all the technology and all the smarts we have and us being able to tackle cancer, we would think we would have at least this figured out. And we don't. And the funny thing is the more we progress in terms of social media and technology, the more we get put back. This type of stuff that we're seeing, you know, when you look back at the racism that happened in our country, you go, oh my gosh, society, they must have been idiots. Are you kidding me? You make somebody African-American drink from another drinking fountain, go to a separate bathroom? We were idiots. The problem is this is what we're seeing now. We don't know what we're doing. So here we have somebody who appears to have, you know, gotten possibly, allegedly screwed by a dine and dash before the manager identified it and decided not to give the food out, which is kind of what a manager for Chipotle probably would have done. If you know somebody is going to possibly steal, don't give them any more product. You'll get fired. But unfortunately, she's in a damned if you do, damned if you don't. And a video gets taken of the part where she refuses service, and boom, you are guilty until proven innocent. No jury, no judge, boom, fired. And so, unfortunately, for people who are discriminated against, because discrimination still exists, racism is still out there. against people of all races. There's racism against African Americans, Hispanics, women, white, I mean Caucasian. There's racism that is happening pervasively. Somebody that's actually being discriminated against, now no one's going to believe. So when people are out there saying, look, you know, this is what, you know, happened to me, and they try to go viral, and they you know, do an edited video, or they show a clipping of something, that's not cool. And you just rooted for somebody else. You know, I bring up that lady that claimed police officer groped her when he arrested her for a DUI, and his body cam footage showed it didn't happen at all. Whatever, she got put into the back of the vehicle, and it was a lie. And now she ruins it for the rest of us. Any of us that get assaulted, people are going to think we lie too. So you have, if this really is the case, or this person is a dine and dasher, and the manager did exactly what she was supposed to, prevent somebody from stealing, it gets turned into a racism issue. This is where we as society should, in this day and age, with the technology that we have, and with our, ethics and our stance against racism, we should have a better way of dealing with this. Does it mean we need to have cameras showing what happened? Does it mean we need to just have policies that are so neutral where you don't get your food until after you pay? Everybody pays. If you don't pay, we can refuse service. You know, that Starbucks fiasco. You had two people that came in, were not customers, but they wanted to use a bathroom. So Starbucks had a policy of, nope, you can only use a bathroom if you're a paying customer. Well, they weren't paying customers. They said they were waiting for somebody, and they didn't leave. Now, in light of this day and age, with all the, you know, violence and, you know, things happening, managers are on edge, and so they take it upon themselves to say, well, you know what, maybe if you're not a customer, you should leave. And in the olden days, you couldn't, you know, loiter, or you couldn't be in a establishment if you weren't a paying customer. And unfortunately, these people were waiting for somebody. But it got to the point where the police came, and we don't know if that third person ever came or not, but boom, a PR mess. So Starbucks then said, you know what, fine, it doesn't matter. Whoever wants to use a bathroom can use a bathroom. We won't have that paying customer rule. Now, I've tried to go to the bathroom a couple times at a couple places. I believe it was Jack in the Box in Barstow. And you could not use a bathroom unless you were a paying customer. It was locked. So they would only click the button if you paid. Now, this is something new, and I don't know if it's in response to what happened at Starbucks, but, you know, are we allowed to have a rule that you can't use the bathroom if you're not a paying customer? Are we allowed to have that rule? We actually can. But unfortunately, if done wrong, it could look like racism. So we are so afraid of being accused of being racist that sometimes you actually do things that end up being more, shall we say, suspect. So, my problem with this is now this manager all over the news looking like a racist because the news covered this story when actually she recognized the person and didn't want Chipotle to be stolen from again. And so to see somebody basically tried and convicted and fired, basically, before having their day in court, that's un-American. So, you know, while we progress and try to fight racism, we also have to fight injustices of accusing somebody of something when they didn't do it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's ban on asylum for immigrants. Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He explains what this ruling means.
What the judge just told them is go ahead and cross the border illegally. Instead of going through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, firefighters in Northern California battling the deadly campfire will get a little help from Mother Nature as rain is in the forecast for Wednesday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Hona says the rain could be a blessing and a curse.
We have very, very fine ash in many of the areas that we're searching. You add water to that, and now we're in a situation where we have kind of a muddy mixture. I think that may make the process of searching for remains, especially those almost completely consumed by fire, more difficult.
A flash flood watch is in effect starting Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're just so pretty. All right, guys. Well, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say exercises that build strength can benefit the heart more than aerobic. Remember in the 80s, it was all about the let's get physical. Everybody had to do the, you know, aerobics, and they said, no, unless you get your heart rate up, it's not going to help your heart. Well, now they're saying, well, actually, strength exercises can even be more beneficial. Now, got to take a lot of these studies with a grain of salt, but this was a survey of 4,000 adults. And they revealed that static activity, such as strength training, had stronger links to reduced risk of cardiovascular diseases than dynamic activity, such as walking and cycling. Now, the researchers point out, however, that any amount of either kind of exercise brings benefits, and that it is probably better to do both than to increase either. So Dr. Maya P. Smith is an assistant professor at the Department of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at St. George's, Utah, and Granada. She said both strength training and aerobic activity appear to be heart healthy, even in small amounts. She explains, however, that while static activity appeared more beneficial than dynamic, the findings also revealed that those who engaged in both kinds of activity fared better. So the study was featured at the 2018 American College of Cardiology Latin America Conference that took place last week in Lima, Peru. Now, according to the American Heart Association, they want you exercising at least 150 minutes each week. And they recently changed it to starting your, you know, three-year-olds exercising and trying to have exercise every day. So the activity, according to the American Heart Association, has been 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes per week of vigorous intensity or a combination. Now, they say it's better to spread the exercise across a week than to complete it all in 1 to 2 days. The guidelines also advise doing exercise that strengthens the muscles, such as resistance or weight training. People should do this on at least 2 days a week. And you get better benefits if you do 300 minutes of exercise. Okay, a week. Now, some of you are like, all right, you know what? This is just all going in one ear and out the other. And thank you for being honest, okay? I work out an hour to an hour and a half a day. And I'm not going to do more than that. I barely get that in, and that's a lot. But here's the problem. I'm plateauing with my weight loss. I'm plateauing with my fitness. You have got to change it up. And so what I think we might need to do is, and we're all in this together, okay, I know we got a lot of people that go to the gym all the time, and, you know, I know, okay, you guys, a lot of you flip and die, I get it, all right. Look, I used to go to the gym every day. I used to run every day. Okay, you know, that's what happens when you're in your 20s and 30s. Now it's a little harder. But I get an hour workout. Am I doing a lot of weights? No, I'm not. Once you start having some back issues and other, it's harder to do the weights. I used to weightlift. I used to teach weightlifting. Please. I know what I'm doing. But maybe what I think we have to do is on Monday, boom, 10 minutes of playing around with some 10-pound weights. Tuesday, 10 minutes of dancing to your favorite songs on YouTube. I mean, we might have to do that. Because I think, and it shouldn't be like this, we have to inject exercise into our lives. We used to not have to. We used to have to get up at the crack of dawn and tend to the farm. Or we used to have to walk to work. Or when we were at work, because computers didn't exist, you actually were standing and working the whole time. You were on your feet. You know, you were doing hard labor. You kept moving. We don't do that now. All we do is click our mouse. Just click. That's my workout. My index finger gets the workout during the day. So, and it seems counter. This is why we have such a problem when it comes to exercise. Because it seems counterintuitive. We are trying to plan when to move around. Now, mind you, I love exercise, and for me, it's easy. Yesterday, I was watching the game. Okay, while the game is going on, I could do an hour. Easy. But for a lot of us, when we have, you know, when we're tired from work and everything else, we want to relax. We want to go home and relax. And to inject exercise into our day is a little counterintuitive. I get that. And the reason why is, in your defense, when we look at caveman days, right, and how things happen during caveman days, you exercise because you had to. You had to eat, so you had to hunt for your food, or you had to gather, or you had to fish, or you had to chase your kid. That's the way, you know, so animals inherently would get exercise. It's different now. We've done all this technology, and we've made things so much easier. You know, if you wanted to talk to your mother-in-law, you had to get up and walk to her cave. Now, we could just text. We don't have to go to our mother-in-law's cave now. You know, we don't have to go over there. So, you know, as a result, we can't have it both ways, and that's the problem. If we've allowed technology to advance us this much, then we have to turn around and get off our butt and inject exercise into our lives every day. And we used to have to lift things. We used to have to move boulders. We used to have to we don't do that anymore. If you don't put some pressure against the bones and the muscles or resistance, you do start to weaken your bones and muscles. So just walking on a treadmill is nice, but it isn't enough. God or nature gave you biceps. They gave you triceps. They gave you latissimus dorsi. They gave you rhomboids, quadratus lumborum. They gave you glutes. These are muscles that need quads, that need resistance. So maybe you do have to go to a gym. Maybe you have to buy a little weight set. Maybe you need to do some push-ups or some crunches or something, or take some weights. Or maybe what you could do is, if you really like to walk around, maybe strap some weights onto your arms and legs, so that when you move, you're going against that weight. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, I'm already overweight, so isn't that already some resistance? Yeah, but again, we're trying to get you to lose the weight, so we need you to work a little harder. You also have to sweat. You can't do a workout and not sweat. So the Go for Life program from the National Institute of Aging, which is one of the National Institutes of Health, one of the National Institutes of Health, advises older adults to do four types of exercise: endurance or aerobic exercises that increase breathing and raise heart rate, strength or resistance exercises that strengthen major muscle groups in the upper and lower body and improve their function, balance exercises to reduce the risk of falls and the disabilities that they can cause, flexibility exercises that stretch the body and increase a person's range of movement. They say aerobic activity includes walking, jogging, cycling, swimming, gardening, all forms of sports, golf, tennis, volleyball. But for strength building, you could do push-ups. You could do static rowing. You could do resistance training, dips, arm and leg raises, hand grips, all of those. You know, they say Tai Chi and yoga can improve your balance and flexibility. These are also things you need. And you could use a chair. So Dr. Smith and her colleagues used data from the 2005-2006 National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey on 4,000 adults in the U.S. This included information about their physical activity, high blood pressure, being overweight, cholesterol, etc. And the team analyzed the cardiovascular risk factors against the type of activity in terms of whether it was static, such as weight training, or dynamic, walking or cycling. And they found that it lowered either type's cardiovascular risk by 30 to 70%. So, here's another thing. While you're at work, you could have a couple 5-pound weights at your desk. And then you could sit there and play with your weights while you're at work working out. So there's a lot of different things you can do. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
If there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. There's a study that came out figuring out why cats are so good at cleaning themselves. And their tongue feels really sandpapery. And I guess when you look at their tongue and they sleep, some of our cats, they sleep with their tongue hanging out. And their tongue looks smooth. And you're like, wait a second, when they lick me, it almost feels like sandpaper. It feels like there's grooves. But their tongue looks so soft. Well, I guess they spring these little thorns into play when they're about to clean. And I got some pictures of this on my website. And what's very interesting is each little mini thorn actually has a scoop of saliva. And this is the trick they use to clean. And it's such a cool thing in nature that scientists want to reproduce that for a whole variety of applications in real life. So Dr. David Hu, a bioengineer at Georgia Tech, and his student Alexis Noel found using micro-CT scans that the little papillae or thorns of the tongue will spring up into action during cleaning. But they will also contain scoops of saliva that can penetrate fur. This allows fluid to get under the hair and onto the skin of the animal. They looked at six different species, including the lion, the bobcat, the cougar, the snow leopard, the tiger, and the domestic cat, and they found similar results with their little sandpapery feeling appendage. And it's interesting because these cats, I mean, it's like a tool that you, if we had a cleaning tool similar to a cat tongue, you know how sparkling clean our house would be? So I have a picture of, it's in this article on my website, you can actually see the little baby spokes of the cat's tongue and the little scoops. So National Geographic reports, although each papillae may only be able to wick a fraction of a water droplet, 4.1 microliters to be precise, over the course of a day, the tongue of a domestic cat transfers an average of 48 milliliters to its fur, or a fifth of a cup of water. And that makes sense because my cats sometimes are like soaked, right? Like Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo does nothing but sleep and eat, but every once in a while will actually clean himself. So I pick him up, and it's like part of his fur is like wet. And I'm like, you did all that by licking? And I guess so, which is why you got to make sure your cats have water. I know dogs drink water very noisily and look like they lap up a lot of water. Cats need that too. And when a cat like licks and cleans you, they're really thorough. So one of my cats, we think she has pica or something, where she has some sort of deficiency because she really likes to lick fingers, the salt or the food off the fingers. And that's exactly what she's doing. She's able to use the little saliva to pick stuff up. So they use the licking for a variety of things, even cleaning. So what is the significance? Well, scientists want to use this bio-inspired design to create a brush animals can use for grooming, or they think it could assist humans when they sort fibers and textiles and even deliver medication. So if you need to get to the root of a scalp, but there's hair, you know, like if you ever try to put a steroid cream and you have hair, most of the medicine gets wasted because it just attaches to the hair. Now with this, there may be a way to get it down underneath and into the delivery mechanism. So a little thorn with a scoop in it. So this tongue technology is pretty cool. And my cats, they already have, you know, big enough head. I don't really need to, you know, make them feel better. But it's really interesting how their little tongue does what they do. It's a little kitty cat thing. All right. Everybody at high risk of HIV needs to be offered preventative medicines according to the latest recommendation. An influential panel of medical experts has recommended for the first time that physicians offer preventative medication to anyone at high risk of acquiring HIV. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force estimated that 1.2 million people are eligible for the daily drug regimen, which is effective at preventing HIV. But get this, 1.2 million people are eligible, but only 78,300 took the medication. And 40,000 people are newly diagnosed with HIV each year. So John Epling, a member of the task force and a professor of community medicine at Virginia Tech, Carolin School of Medicine, and the Caroline Clinic, said routine discussion of the medication has not permeated primary care. He said he suspects that some doctors are not having conversations with patients who should be considered high risk. That's not it. I'll tell you what it is. Okay, so what's going on is there's PrEP. There's a medication, a pre-exposure prophylaxis, tenofovir, disoproxil fumarate, and then trazodone. And it's marked as Truvada. So it's a dual medication. It's a combo made by Gilead. And if you take a single pill, it could reduce the chance of you getting HIV. If you are HIV-free and you are in a relationship or about to embark on a sexual relationship, it could hopefully prevent you from acquiring HIV, but not at 100%. They believe that PrEP, the pre-exposure prophylaxis, cuts the risk of contracting HIV through sex by more than 90% and reduces the risk by more than 70% in IV drug users. Now, here's the problem, okay? One is the drug is really expensive. It's about $1,600 for a 30-day supply. Sometimes insurance covers it, sometimes they don't. Number two, if a doctor or a medical provider is going to prescribe it, there's a lot of maintenance with it. So we have to make sure you're currently not HIV positive. If you are HIV positive when you take the medication, that's not good. Because you need to then be immediately put on HIV medication. Not a preventative. We need to treat you immediately. Plus, we need to make sure you don't have hepatitis. Plus, we need to make sure your liver is healthy. Because one side effect is it could inflame the liver. It could also cause some kidney issues. So we need to do this blood work, and then we need to monitor you. So if you are going to have sexual activity with somebody who could have HIV, or if you are going to be at risk of being exposed to HIV, a lot of us doctors like to check you every 6 weeks. Maybe we'll extend it to every 3 months. So the problem is when I first started prescribing it, many of my patients are like, no, just give it to me and then I'll, you know, see my doctor, or just give me a refill for a year. I can't do that because I was told that I was supposed to monitor your liver and I was supposed to make sure you didn't get HIV a few months from now, or that your current HIV test that we ran today is still negative 6 weeks from now. Because if you had unprotected sex the night before, we might not see it for weeks on your HIV test. And so a lot of patients were kind of frustrated that they couldn't just get a year's prescription and be on their way. And I don't blame them because it's an expensive medication. And then to have to do blood work, et cetera, that's a lot. Not to mention going back and seeing a medical provider. So the other thing, too, is medical providers don't want to be at risk for getting sued. So if we do PrEP half-assed, if we don't prepare everybody for, look, you still need condoms. You still need to check your HIV status. You still need to check your liver. And something happens, providers are liable. And so we need providers to learn that you have some protections. As long as you follow the protocols, and we need lawyers to be on board with this also, they won't get sued. So if somebody ends up getting HIV, they're not going to sue you as long as you have them sign a form saying that they know they still have to wear condoms. But I think there's a lot of medical providers out there going, you know what, I'm not comfortable with it. I could be at risk for a lawsuit if something goes wrong. No, as with any other medication, it's just as risky as any other medication in terms of liability, but it saves lives. So I'm a huge fan of PrEP. It's just I think we need a lot more medical providers comfortable with how to start somebody on it and how to monitor them. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.